This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the Annie Fry Show. I thank you for being with us this afternoon. We are watching the Georgia school shooting news as it is being reported at Appalachee High School in Winder, Georgia. And we will bring you news on that as it continues to develop. I want to get to our guest. Excited to have Kayleigh McEnany back with us, the co-host of Outnumbered on Fox, a former White House press secretary, and she is author of Serenity in the Storm. Kayleigh, I had plans for our conversation today, but you're a mom and I'm a mom, and you wrote a book about Serenity in the Storm, and we are being confronted once again this morning with another school shooting that sounds up feels a lot like a storm.
Yeah, Annie, indeed it does. And it's so sad that every mom in America, every dad in America, every sibling in America has to think about this. You know, my mind last week went to, we're about to go back to school. You know, I pray that our students are safe. And this happens all too often. It's heartbreaking to cover. You know, we pray for all of those families impacted. We know that there are casualties at this moment. You know, we don't know exactly what that looks like. We know at least people have been wounded, and we pray that no one has passed away from this tragic incident. But you know, as I think about this, you know, I think about not just covering it from a news perspective, but also how to fix it. And something I've been very passionate about for a long time is passing Marsha Blackburn's legislation that would provide security in all of our schools, hardening our schools, making them safer, serving as a deterrent. And I bring it up every time one of these happens, because it's time for everyone to get in a room, you know, Republican, Democrat, no matter your leanings, and talk about how to protect our students. We know that so many of these shooters articulate their threat beforehand, their plans beforehand. They tell a friend or, you know, a family member. We need to figure out how to stop this. And it means coming together and working together as adults to protect America's children.
Yes. Amen to that. I mean, of all things, invest in. I think that we should be able to get behind that. You know, when I see these school shootings, we don't know the details. We don't know about this shooter. We don't know the whys, and we should be looking into that. But there's such a consistency on a broader look right now with young people in America and depression and isolation, and you know, their access to screens and the lack of focus on communication with people face to face. And my oldest is 14. He started high school today. My youngest is 3, and I'm even seeing in that spectrum the difference in the way that they're accessing technology. And I'm just curious, as a mom, like, what do you look out for? Yours are younger, I know that, but what do you look out for when you're covering these things, the mental health crisis that youth have in our country right now? It gets politicized real fast, but the mental health part seems to be left behind the politics of it pretty quickly.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we look at these, what we see, you know, as I noted, that when you look at data, I was looking at FBI data just in the last 30 minutes that said there are at least 4 or 5 concerning signs with each of these school shooters every time before it happens. And to your point, we don't know if this is even a student who did this. We have no clue at this moment who this perpetrator is. We know they're in custody, reportedly. But, you know, when you think about the Ethan Crumley shooting that happened at Oxford High School. And you see that he drew a picture beforehand that was pretty vivid about his intent, and is so vivid that an administrator or a teacher brought it to a principal and the parents were called in. And you see this and you think, you know, gosh, could something have prevented that if the parents spoke up? If the parents said, hey, we know he has a weapon. We purchased him a weapon in the days before. That was the fact pattern in Oxford High School. There are so many red flags that go unnoticed. But to your point, you know, beyond just stopping those red flags, you get to the deeper point, which to exactly what you said, it's social media, it's a depression, it's an angst among young people. And what that is rooted in is a lack of identity. And for a lot of these kids, you know, we teach our children that your identity is in Christ Jesus. We go to church. They know they are loved, not just by their parents, but they're loved by their Creator. And you've got to think, if we got back to some of those family traditions of faith and love and putting that before social media, that some of these depressions that are at the root, not just of violence like this, but suicides and real existential health problems for our young women and young men as well. If we got back to faith and family, it would go a long way to solving really the root of this entire problem.
Amen to that. We're speaking with Kaylee McEnany, co-host of Outnumbered on Fox. She is also the former White House press secretary, as many of you recognize her from. Kaylee, I want to shift gears out of the news coming out of Georgia and a clean segue here into the campaign, the politics of the matter. Tonight, we're going to see Donald Trump in Pennsylvania on a Hannity town hall. I think that this is where Donald Trump shines when he talks to real people. And I've been saying that Donald Trump's main opponent in this race is the caricature that has been made of him. You know him on a very personal mm-hmm. level. Who Donald Trump has made out to be versus the man that he really is. How much of a difference is there between those two understandings of who Donald Trump is?
Oh, a wide chasm of a difference, for sure. Look, you know, I understand people don't like the way that, you know, Trump tweets at times or the names he uses, and I understand all of that. But what they don't realize is who the person is. And the person I saw behind the scenes was someone who not just cared about our country, he absolutely cares about our country, loves our servicemen and women, also just on a personal level, like loved me as a mom and encouraged me to be with my family. And I remember one night late on Marine One, he said, you know, next weekend, you know, why are you here? Next weekend you need to go be with your family. It's important that you spend time with your kids. And he was someone who deeply cared on a personal level, those who worked for him. And I know that was an extension of really his love for our country. Those are two very different images, the one in the media and the Trump that I know. And, you know, I think on the debate stage, getting to show a little bit of that other side is going to be a really big moment for him next week. Getting to show kind of what we saw on the debate stage with Joe Biden, just this calm, serene leader who led our country for four great years. And unfortunately, we had COVID there at the end, which is a hard time for our country. But when you look back, they really were years of economic prosperity and a lot of success.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are reflecting on that at this point in time. I mean, the counterpart here with Kamala Harris, I mean, we're supposed to believe that Donald Trump could never understand what it's like to be a Midwesterner here in St. Louis, Missouri, middle class income, trying to raise a family and just kind of get through the day and pay for the groceries and pay for the gas. We're supposed to look at Kamala Harris and think that she's more able to understand who we are. And she's not even really willing to make that case to the American people by avoiding the media with great success so far. Do you think during that debate next week that she is going to show us anything that she hasn't continued to show us leading up to that point? You think we're going to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How many surprises?
You know, we may. And I say that because, number one, you are exactly right. She is trying to script her way to the presidency. Teleprompters, you know, she had the one interview with CNN. That's one interview in, you know, however many days. It's really extraordinary. Very few off-the-cuff moments. The first presidential debate for her with President Trump will be next week. But here is, you know, one thing that I think the campaign should do, and I do notice the Kamala Harris campaign doing this. They, David Plouffe, who works for Obama, is now a senior advisor to Kamala Harris, came out and said, look, Trump has done, I forget how many presidential debates he said, 6 or 7, and we fully expect to be the underdog, and this is going to be a tough fight. They're really trying to downplay expectations, and I think it's something the Trump campaign should do too, because for all the times we see Kamala Harris in these unscripted situations where she has these odd moments where she uses the same words over and over, a lot has changed since then. I believe she's undergone media training. I don't think she's going to totally flop on the debate stage. So I think the Trump campaign should set the bar and say, look, we know she's had media training. We're going to see a different Kamala Harris. But the Kamala Harris that you're voting for is the Kamala Harris that's going to make you poorer, that's going to tax you more, that's going to open our borders and go through each and every policy detail. But I think the debate expectation setting game is very important leading up to that day.
I think you're spot on with that. Last question before we let you go, and we're really grateful for your time. We're speaking with Kayleigh McEnany. Just going back to that Dana Bash interview, you're a communications expert. You're one of the very best at it. What did you think about the camera, the setup of them sitting around this kind of awkward table, Dana Bash in the foreground, Tim Walz just silently, weirdly sitting there on the left, and Kamala Harris, she looked half the size of the other two behind a table. It certainly didn't come off as powerful to me.
Annie, it was so odd. I mean, first of all, to have, you know, I guess Walz was just there for support. I mean, he was asked, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it was like 3 questions.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have this, you know, 20-minute interview, and he's asked 3 questions. It was very awkward, very odd. You know, for all I say about the media training she's undergone, you know, I really don't understand why, if you're so vastly improved and you're so ready for this debate, you wouldn't just have a one-on-one interview. She had that horrible moment with Lester Holt where she said, yeah, I haven't been to the border. You know, I haven't been to Europe either. You know, maybe she was afraid of a repeat, or, you know, maybe there's some fear there. I don't know. But the whole look of it was odd. The oddest part was having Tim Walz sit to your right hand, your running mate and your co-interviewer is what I've been calling him.
Yeah, it was bizarre. And the questions that he asked were like 2/3 into the interview. It's, what are you doing there? It was bizarre. Kayleigh, yeah, thank you.
He must have felt odd too.
Yeah, it was weird. Thank you for being with us. We love watching you on Fox and always tune in, and you have such wise things to say. So thank you for sharing some of your time with us this afternoon.
You as well, Annie. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Former White House press secretary, author of Serenity in the Storm. I've read her book. She is a wonderful writer. Her first book that she wrote really details the time that she served as press secretary, as a new and young mother, and interactions with President Trump and the administration. It's a really, really great gift. If you're somebody who has an affinity for Kayleigh McEnany, you appreciate what she's done, what she says, or her contributions there on Fox, check out her book. It's a good read. Kayleigh McEnany on the Annie Frye Show. Let's dip in here real quick. They just held a press conference in a very brief one to give us some updates. So let's listen into George. Is this the police that were giving this press conference? And listen into what they had to say.
My name is Sheriff Judd Smith. I'm the sheriff of Bexar County Sheriff's Office. We're standing on the campus of Appalachia High School here at Bexar County Schools. First and foremost, I want to lift up our community. I want to give our sympathies to our community, our school system, our kids, our parents that had to witness this today. Obviously, what you see behind us is an evil thing today. At about 9:30 this morning, we received the first call that there was an active shooter on this campus. We're not releasing any information as far as injuries, but we have multiple injuries. This is a very, very fluid investigation. It's very early. And I have asked the assistance of the GBI and the agencies here behind me today, and there are multiple agencies that responded this morning to help us and help the sheriff's office. We do have a suspect in custody, and we are asking for your patience as the media to please let us get the facts that we need to make sure we get this right. Again, I've asked the GBI to help us, the sheriff's office, to help us along with this. I know this is not what you want to hear, but I'm not going to answer questions after this is over with. But I wanted to give you the respect and our community the respect to let them know what was going on initially. We're in the process of reunifying our students with their parents. Obviously, that's chaotic, but we want to be respectful of them and their privacy as well. I want to thank the state, the federal agencies, the local agencies that showed up today, as you can see, the multiple EMS and fire from other agencies that responded today. Again, I ask that you lift up Bexar County Schools, lift up Appalachia, lift up our agencies. This is going to take multiple days for us to get answers as to what happened and why this happened. But I wanted to give you a statement. It is our hope, in conjunction with these people behind us, that we can give you another statement around 4 o'clock, because I know you have to go back on the air. That is my hope. But I wanted to be fluid with you all, understanding that it's fluid as well with this investigation. I appreciate you being patient with us. Again, it's very active and is ever developing. Every minute is developing on what we're finding. So we're going to have releases from other schools. Again, we ask that you be patient with us. Please be patient with us. And hopefully I can give you more information, or more better information, as you will, if you will, this afternoon. Thank you all for coming out here. We'll be back shortly, okay?
Sheriff, it's been widely reported that people are dead. Is that true?
I'm not releasing any information. We have multiple injuries.
Can you say if the person in custody is an adult or a
I'm not releasing any information. Guys, I'm not going to answer any more questions. It's time, okay? Thank you.
So that's the sheriff. His name is Judd Smith, and he is from Bexar County, Georgia. And, I mean, he basically did the due diligence of speaking to the media to kind of set the stage, but not a lot of details there. We will continue to monitor this, and as more information comes through, we will address it. It looks like the Attorney General Merrick Garland is speaking on this right now. We will give that a listen on our own and see if it's something that we need to bring to you as the day progresses. So we will keep you updated on the facts. Not really terribly interested at this point without facts and getting into a conversation about this being another situation like others, because we don't know if it was like others. We have no idea what we're dealing with yet. So let's just wait for the facts, you say? All right, a quick break. When we come back, we're going to just shift into Wiggins America here for a second. And let me just read to you what Ryan sent to Brad and to me. It says, I'm very excited to discuss this with you today. And the headline is 6 signs that your coworkers don't like you. So I don't know if that's going to be the case. We'll find out in Wiggins America next. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.